Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis. And we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line, who makes our show go around. I am doing my show from beautiful, sunny Malta in the Mediterranean. And right now, we are experiencing what's called blood rain, which means that we are getting the sand from the Sahara Desert over here into Malta, and the whole world has turned brown. It's interesting. Actually, it's fascinating because you can walk down the street and literally see the sand in the air. So when the wind blows, you can see this haze of wind coming around. It's almost cool if it didn't strike your senses and block your allergies a little bit. So everybody's feeling a little off. So hopefully everyone can hear me well, and that we're clear, and we're going to jump right into our show today. Today we're talking about sacred geometry, the universal language of divine alignment. And we have two authors on the line with us, Gregory Hoag and Gail Hoag. And they're going to talk about what is sacred geometry. So welcome to the show. Let's start right away. What is sacred geometry?
Oh, thank you, Emily, for having us. Sacred geometry is the understanding of how everything in the universe fits together through pattern, rhythm, cycle, and number. So we find that everything from the way we're constructed as human beings, plants, animals, insects, all follow particular patterns in the way they build their bodies. And we can relate to even cycles of time and distance, where we find there are relationships between the actual structure of light, which has a geometry, and the way energy moves, and the way patterns form between the diameter of the moon and the diameter of the earth and the sun. And all of these are following particular archetypes, patterns that exist prior to creation. And what we found is that we've kind of stepped out as human beings from paying attention to the way nature and the universe is doing things. And when we step back in to those rhythms and cycles in our lives, we find that things often move much better in our physical body, in our mental, and our emotional body.
Something that I really love about sacred geometry is that it teaches us about how everything is connected. We're not just here in a random universe, and we do have relationships to all of what is going on around us. Everything is very precise in how everything is organized, how all life grows. And so when we understand that and bring that concept into our lives, we have a different sense of how we belong. And I think that one of the issues that's been going on so much for people all over the world is a feeling that they don't belong. There's so much division. There's so much lack of understanding that we share this amazing foundation in our physical lives. And we come in to this planet as souls that are here to explore this glorious domain that we are in. And so as we understand it, we can understand our bodies more, we can understand ourselves more, and we can live more fulfilling lives because of the fact that we have tools that help us express who we are on multiple levels of our being. And that is, I think, some of the things that ancient people found. As you go back through history and you see the temples, you see, things like the pyramids and different structures that have been uncovered through many, many ages. Those wise ones from way before understood some of these basic principles of how we are here together in this universe. And so it's pretty exciting to bring this forward again so people can use it in their lives.
Well, it's very fascinating, but it also feels like I have so many questions because I have a lot of, is it like the Sri Yantra? Is it like the Merkaba? Is it like every shape that you see? Is it in numbers? Like, what does this encompass?
All of what you said and everything. It literally, you can go down to the way atoms are structured. And there have been many studies that have shown that there are geometric structures from atoms to the photon itself, which is the basis of all energy, has a geometric structure. And when we bring some of these structures into our environment, we can feel a resonance, a relationship. And so some of the things you mentioned, Emily, like the Merkaba, Sri Yantra, many of these are two-dimensional, and they don't carry as much energy. It's more of a thought form, as three-dimensional objects actually have the capability of resonating like an antenna system in our lives. And so many things in the world today are throwing us off because there are certain electromagnetic frequencies that are going on, toxins in the environment. And just as you were mentioning, the sand from the Sahara coming over and being part of the rain in Malta, we're interconnecting every aspect of this planet, and we need to get into the rhythms that are the deepest natural aspects of our being so that we can connect, be in relationship with who we are, which is an important part of our health.
A lot of what we also talk about in our book.
So what?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Emily. What was that?
No, go ahead. What part are you talking about in your book? And then I'll ask.
I was going to say that a lot of what we talk about in our book is talking about consciousness. In fact, the first chapter, we talk about consciousness because structure and consciousness are not two different things. So it's important to see that what we're talking about, even though geometry and what we talk about with sacred geometry is very physical, yet we are beings that are multidimensional. And what I mean by that is that we're really on many, many different levels, not just what we can see, feel, hear, and touch. And when we understand that the universe is energy, everything is energy, and energy is a very small percentage of energy is actually what shows up in the physical. So when we can work with the relationships of all that is beyond that, that's when things really start connecting.
Thank you. What I'm curious, because I'm looking at, you're talking, you in the book, you discuss the numbers 1 through 10. What I'm wondering, before we get into that, is why, how does this help someone, or why would someone look to sacred geometry, maybe to help them move forward or make a big decision? Like, how does it line up for us? Why would someone who's listening right now want to pick up your book? And let's, the book title, again, is Sacred Geometry, the Universal Language of Divine Alignment. So when somebody picks up that book, what would be your thought of what that would do for them if they are brand new to this concept? How would it help them?
It would start to demonstrate, as Gail said earlier, all the relationships that are going on in our environment that we are not aware of. And relationship, the more we understand that, the more energy can flow. For example, the numbers have particular meanings and qualities. It's not just working with them as quantities. So when we understand that there are certain numbers that have been found throughout history by different cultures, and why are there 108 mala beads in most Eastern religions, and in Western Christianity there are 54 rosary beads. And these numbers are alluding back to geometries that show how the body is formed. And the way people can take advantage of this in their lives is to start to move into some of these patterns personally, where we're not just building a building because we can, but we're following particular patterns because it puts us in alignment with who we are, with creation. And that flow of creation comes through us, but there's so much within us that blocks it. For example, Gail said we're multidimensional. On the higher dimensional level of the fourth dimension, that's where our emotional body is displaying itself. And that's where anger and fear and doubt and all the sadness that we carry, it surrounds us with kind of a wall of negative energy which blocks higher self, and that healing energy that comes into our body from higher self is necessary for our well-being, not only mentally and emotionally, but physically. Everything that we experience in the universe that is a difficulty or disease is a reflection of where energy isn't flowing. And so what this book describes is how energy flows using numbers and patterns, and how we can incorporate those same numbers and patterns into our lives so that we can have an energy flowing literally from the level of soul into the physical body. Because when that flow of energy is blocked, then difficulty and disease starts manifesting itself in the physical aspect of our lives.
You know, I think something, Emily, that we have in common with you, you took you and your family and went off to a beautiful place where you could be more in touch with the environment and with people who live that way, who understand how things work. And we live in Colorado, in a beautiful area in the country, where we feel those patterns and rhythms. We're living in that center that supports us in such a wonderful way. And I know for me, it's always been important for me to understand where I belong, what this universe is like, to see more and more of an understanding of how I fit into this whole gestalt of what life is. And sacred geometry is a teacher of that. It helps us understand that so that we can have that as part of our foundation, our understanding. And from there, when we have a strong foundation, then we can go out in the world in a much more dynamic and healthy way. And so that's one of the things that has been so important in our work. And what we've done with our work, it's not just taking it to the mental level, but we've been constructing different tools that are based on sacred geometry that bring an energy to people, that help us be more balanced, that help us be more connected. And that's such an important thing, to have something that is an easy tool that enables us to feel those dynamic and essential connections that are so important for our well-being.
Do you find that when you start to learn about this, that you start to hone in on particular patterns and realize they've been around you a lot and that that's how our body rhythm, like in my mind I'm thinking, I wonder if I'm going to change the way I look at things and start to notice that there's a rhythm and a pattern that's been around me now that I'm in a place that I love so much that maybe has shifted. Or even today I was just outside video because I have olive trees that are growing olive oil. And last year was the first year that we actually had oil. And today I'm looking at my olive tree and I cannot believe how many teeny tiny little pre-blossoms are occurring on every branch of this tree. Now, if I were to pick up a pattern, is that something that basically I'm resonating with because it also goes on inside me?
Absolutely. You see, when we're in nature, when we're surrounded by what's real, by what's natural, it starts to resonate within us. And the way energy moves, as I said earlier, is through relationship, through harmonic resonance. And when we raise our resonance out of, sometimes we get caught in negative thoughts. We get surrounded by frequencies of cement and rebar that block natural rhythms from the earth. We have electromagnetic frequencies that are throwing us off. And when you're with your olive trees and you're watching the buds come up and soon the flowers and then the insects start moving and insects create particular buzzing sounds, and they found that actually taking the sounds from inside a beehive and playing that at certain speeds can be very healing. So there are so many aspects to nature that we've overlooked, but as we start to feel more connected to it, it awakens within us that natural part of our being. It stimulates that connection within us and can be very healthy just by being in that environment. And that's why environments are so important. And in modern life, human beings are moving away from healing environments. That's what started happening back in the early 1800s with the Industrial Revolution. People left the land and stopped being in tune with the rhythms of the sun and the rhythms of the earth brought to them by taking care of their animals. And they started being put into a rhythm of machines. You know, the assembly line was taking a human being and getting them to keep up with a machine that never gets tired. As long as you keep giving it energy, it keeps working. But it shifted the way human beings started reacting to their own bodies. So you've got it exactly.
fascinating. I really want to get into, and not in this segment, because I know we're very soon to take a commercial break, but when we do return, can we go over the simplest numbers, 1 through 9? Does each number, does it have a totally different energy and experience? Is that how it works?
Yes. To understand the qualities of numbers helps us understand some of the deeper ways that nature expresses itself.
And how different or the same is it to numerology?
Numerology has taken some of these essential aspects and codified them so that they can say if you're letters of your name or different aspects, and even with the Enneagram taking the 9 prime numbers. So we're going to the essential archetypical aspects of number and how it affects geometry. So we can talk more about that in the next segment.
Yes, because we've got to take a quick commercial break, but don't worry. We have Gail and Gregory Hogue on the line with us, and we'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're just tuning in, or you're tuning in for the first time because you love our guests, my name is Emily Francis. I am the host, and I cordially invite you to return every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Eastern, actually 7 usually. We haven't had our daylight savings over here in the Mediterranean yet, so usually it's at 7. Anyway, we have Gail and Gregory Hogue, and that's H-O-A-G, on the line with us, and their book, Sacred Geometry, The Universal Language of Divine Alignment. Do you guys have, where can people buy your book?
They can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
And we also sell it on our website. If somebody would like a signed copy, we have a website that is iconnecttoall.com with the number 2 in there, iconnecttoall.com. And if you then put /book in there, it'll take you to the place to find our book.
I'm going there right now. Did you say the 2 is actually the number?
It is. So the word, the letter I, the word connect, the number 2, and then the word all, ALL.com.
I connect the number 2, all.com.
You got it.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Okay. You have a great website. All right. So try to go there. I connect to the number 2, all.com. And then you can also order the book, Sacred Geometry, on any of your online retailers. Okay, so I want to go into the numbers. I want to talk about 1 through 9, even if we don't go deep. But before we get started, I want to understand the way that you intend for these numbers to potentially be used. Like, if I have a number that I love, number 7, do I use that for something, or does that mean something, even though you're not taking in my birth date or any of that information? Is this just straight numbers and what their energy is, or do you use it in a specific way?
What we do with the numbers in our book is describe the bones of how geometry are, you know, the geometric figures are constructed around these numbers. And so that's the place to start. And they have qualities. For example, 1 is really about source, about unity. And when you look at 1, you can divide any number. The 1 is the only thing you can divide every single number by. But when you divide a number, you still get the same number. 9 divided by 1 is still 9. 9 multiplied by 1 is still 9. And so it's like source 1 is in everything, but it's invisible. It's not really as easily seen. And so 2 is where source starts to expand out from itself. If you think of 1 as the circle, the perfect beginning, soul, God, and that, when it spreads out from itself and overlaps, it forms a second element, 2. And 2, I have to say that numbers to me have more than qualities. They have genders, and the even numbers are more feminine in the way they work. And the odd numbers are more masculine. So 2 becomes the divine feminine. And 2 is what gives us duality. But duality is not only our world, it's the way everything relates. So that 2 gives us the ability to distinguish one thing from another. But in essence, what's happening is 2 is really the way we get to know our world. And so right now, what's happening in the world, there's a rise in the energy of the feminine, because it's only through 2 that we can get back into 1 and know 1. So it's through the feminine that we get to know source. And the feminine has been put upon in a negative sense, like in the Bible, it's like reflected as the snake, which has 2 ends and is duality. And in many past religions and different cultures, the snake brought wisdom. But in recent times, in Christianity, it's become the harbinger of good and evil. So, you know, this is the importance of two, is introducing us to this reality. And as two spreads out one circle from another, you have something called the Vesica Pisces, Vesica Piscis, formed in between. And this is the third element, which basically springs into everything in existence, because in that shape we can find all these different square roots that define the way this reality is structured, the way it's created. So three gives us all of creation. It's the third element. Four is basically very grounding, because if you had three balls in your hand, it would form a plane, a triangle. But you add a fourth ball into the middle, into that dimple, and you get a little pyramid. And so four is all about creating physical reality. Five is the next step in that reality, and the five and the square root of five, we start to see all aspects of the way your olive tree grows, the way insects grow, the way human beings grow, because the square root of five plus one divided by two, it creates something called the five ratio, which is the way everything grows. A branch grows bigger and spreads out along these ratios. And I could measure my bones and my hands and see how they're all in this relationship. My hand to my elbow to my arm is in this relationship. That famous drawing by Leonardo da Vinci of the Vitruvian Man, where his arms are outstretched, he's showing some of these important relationships that come from five. So five is about life and growth. And then six becomes the way everything is structured in time and space. And if you look at everything is based on 60, on base 60. So you're going to find structure, and the carbon atom comes from six. And so you can see how these numbers start to progress in a way where it's showing us how the universe builds with them.
I love it. We got to take a quick commercial break, but let's pick up with seven when we get back.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at emilyafrancisbooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing, a new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing. Create your own path to physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis. And today we have Gregory and Gail Hoag on the line, and that's H-O-A-G, Hoag. They are the author of the book, Sacred Geometry, the Universal Language of Divine Alignment. And before we pick up with the number seven, I remember learning years ago that somebody told me that every odd number year, you're putting things, you're starting new projects, you're putting things out into the universe. And every even number year that you are in age, so if I'm 34 or 33, that every even number year, you're finishing what you put out into the universe. Does that resonate true with what you believe, or did somebody feed me something odd?
No, there's some truth to that in what I was saying earlier, the difference between odd numbers being masculine in nature, which are stepping out, which are, if you look at a number like 3 or 5, has a lot of points. So it's moving out in energetically. Now, even numbers form like 2, 4, 6. They form like squares and rectangles. They're very grounded. They're stabilizing. They kind of internalize. So the feminine is drawing energy in and nurturing it and stabilizing it. And the masculine is constantly reaching out and trying to form new things and create. And so both aspects are needed in order for civilization to survive. So you're not off in that thought. But seven
is... I guess
is,
not. Yeah.
Seven is really the sage, magical. Nothing, you know, all the other numbers, they have multiples and they divide by other numbers, but seven steps out and is there as always the seven sages, the mystical aspect of our being. And eight is the playing field upon which we construct all of this. So 8 squared is 64, which gives us the 64 codons of our DNA for the playing field of who we are, and the 64 squares of a chessboard, which is upon the field upon which everything is played. And 9 is the completion number. You'll find that all sacred numbers reduce to 9 because it is that sacred aspect of completion that holds divinity within its depth of understanding, which is why the Enneagram is often used to define certain aspects of character and so forth. But those are the 9 quick and dirty.
So, you know, they take us through a process of evolution where we start in our oneness, the unknowable, the place of all connection. Everything is one. And I think about this in relationship to the soul comes in and, having experienced all oneness, comes into this dimension and st- starts to go through a process of evolving to understand what it is in this physicality, and to also be able to bring the vibrational energies of oneness of soul into this physical dimension. And so each one of these numbers is a journey that is showing us how we evolve, how the universe evolves into more and more complexity. But at the basis of that, there's relationship of how it's all connected into the foundation of what is at the base, which is one, which is source. And so, and that's also the basis of love. So the journey of number, even though to some people they think about it as very abstract, mathematical, but it's really understanding the very essence of our evolution.
I love that. Thank you for clearing that up and giving us those numbers. My big question, because there are so many shapes and so many things that resonate, what is not just your favorite shape, but what's your go-to when you're feeling out of balance? Do you wear something? Do you feel something? Do you draw something? What's the shape, in your opinion, that brings you the most centered?
I use so many multiples of things. That's not a fair question. That's like a mother being asked, which is your favorite child? So, Emily, I would say, though, that there are combinations. Like, there is something that is commonly known as Metatron's cube, which is seen two-dimensionally, but that's a three-dimensional form. And three-dimensionally, it looks like a cube on the outside with a star tetrahedron, which is one tetrahedron pointing up, one tetrahedron pointing down, and then an octahedron, an eight-sided figure at the very core of it. And that form, we have spinning in our living room because it's very grounding. It's very connecting into the earth. And so I would say sometimes I spend so much time sailing out there that I always, my go-to is connecting into the earth, my mother, my connection in my body. And so that's what I would say for me.
And for me, I tend to go to the shapes that are more spherical. In fact, we have one shape that we have that's called the sphere of health. And it encompasses a lot of these different proportions and relationships that Gregory's talked about. And that one is a beautiful shape. Now, something in terms of spherical is we have a pendant. It's called the Heart and Soul Companion. And that's a pendant that we wear. I wear it every day. People who buy this, we have people all over the world who have been working with our geometries for close to 40 years. And by wearing this, there's a circle that it comes out of, but within it are all these different geometries. And within that are different antenna systems that we've created inside of the pendant. And the purpose of it is to support our connection. So as we're going through our days and things are happening, we're more able to connect with the higher part of who we are.
And when Gail described that geometry, the sphere of health, the number of degrees on its surface is 10,080 degrees. And that number of degrees happens to be, not just happens, but it's exactly adding the diameter of the moon to the diameter of the earth. You get exactly the same number of degrees. And it's made up of geometries that affect the way the human body grows. That phi ratio I talked about earlier, that's found in this geometry. It's found in the way the moon and the earth dance together with their diameters. So all these things start interconnecting, and then they connect to time, and it's really exciting.
I love it. Now, the very last question, because we got to jump off, but the very last question, what is the shape on the cover of your book?
That is a star icosahedron. So that means it's a 20-sided form, the icosahedron, one of the platonic solids, and then we make a point in the phi ratio again, the way everything's created that lives, and those are the 20 points coming off of it. That's what's on the cover of our book.
I love it. Thank you, Gregory Hoge and Gail Hoge. Thank you for being here. Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for Emily's Energy Corner. And I wanted to do this because it's been too long since I've talked by myself on the show and had some off-the-cuff thoughts and feelings. And I'm going to talk about something a little bit random, but I feel like other people feel it too. So today I was walking around. I do a lot of outside talking to myself, talking to the moon, the sun, giving thanks. But I do a lot of kind of inner dialogue. I think a lot of people do this. But I realized, I think I've mentioned this, but I have three dogs, two of which are quite old now, and their health is ailing. And we're having some really rough nights, and I'm not sleeping through the night basically ever anymore, because one of them will wake me up to go to the bathroom, and you have to get up immediately to go. And then it takes me a really long time to go back to sleep. So I've had a couple of nights of just not nearly enough sleep, and I wake up with it's painful. I'm so tired that it's painful. But nothing's wrong, if that makes sense. And so I was thinking about that today, that I don't tell people this stuff because it sounds like I'm complaining, and I'm grateful for every night that they're waking me up because it means they're still here. And I want them to be here as long as they can possibly be here with us without being in pain, too much pain or discomfort. And right now we're still holding. But I was walking around today thinking about how my body feels so disconnected in its exhaustion that it does feel painful to me. However, nothing, like, I'm not complaining as far as things are really great in my life. There's a lot of hurry up and wait that happens to everybody. There's a lot of really fantastic things sitting super, super close, but they're not all the way in action yet, but they're all in movement. They're all in motion. I'm waiting for a contract. The second it's signed, it feels real. Even though I've been guaranteed it, it just doesn't feel like that until it's done in writing. And I have something new that I'll start announcing very, very soon on the show that I have another show coming up, and it's a video show, it's a media show. And I'm really excited about these things. There's so many wonderful, wonderful things happening. And so I want to be in that space of excited, peaceful anticipation of the things that are coming up. But it also feels a little bit overloading because am I taking on too many things? You know, I'm also a full-time mom that is busier than most people, or maybe a lot of people are this busy. We didn't take this many after-school classes when we lived in the United States because everything there is so expensive. And here in Malta, you can afford to take some of these dance classes and sewing lessons and rollerblading classes because they're not a fortune. And so it allows my children to explore a little bit more of the things that back in the United States I would wish I could give to my kids. And now we're in it. And I try really hard not to be resentful when we're in it because we're busy. Last week was the dance recital rehearsal across the island, and I had to go to this across the island rehearsal place every single day last week. And it was exhausting. And I'm in that mid space of trying to be grateful for the opportunity and also not be too angry that I have to drive in such chaotic areas and so far away. And then it gets done and you're like, oh, you know, I really didn't need to complain that much. I really didn't need to be such a stinker about it. It was really great. Next year, I'm going to have a better attitude. But I said that last year and I'll probably do it again. But that disconnect of knowing how to calm but not having the lifestyle that allows it. And then this week and next week, we're off school. We actually get 2 weeks for Easter holiday. And in this country, it is a Catholic country, so you're allowed to call it Easter. It's not a political scheme. It is Easter holiday here in Malta, and they get 2 weeks, full 2 weeks off from school. And so for that, I've been waiting and, like, running to this. Okay, I have 2 weeks off, and I want to sleep. But that's hard to do when your dogs are sick. It's just a circle. But it made me think about today. It's okay to be exhausted, and it's okay to let out how you're feeling without falling into the abyss. That's the point of this conversation, was that there is a lot happening. I am really busy. I do feel slightly unsettled, but I also feel really excited and hopeful and peaceful in a lot of ways, and it's okay to feel fragmented when you feel fragmented. A positive person doesn't mean that you whitewash any of your feelings. Doesn't mean you have to tell everybody, like I'm doing right this minute, but I'm telling you guys, and I haven't talked to anybody else in person about this because I don't want to complain, because I know that I'm living a really elevated, soulful, spiritual, blessed existence over here. And I don't want to take it for granted. And I don't want to act ungrateful. I don't want to upset the gods out there of the energy and the space to not continue to give me such blessings, because things are growing based on the energy and movement that I've put out into the world. I built this, and now it's starting to build even in places I never knew had wings and direction. So I am thankful. But also on those mornings when I'm alone, walking around outside and admitting to myself that I'm exhausted, that I feel really discombobulated because there's so many pieces running around in different directions, and I just want to use this time to sit still for a little while. And that's perfectly okay. So I hope whoever's listening, if you're having a time when you feel like you're running in too many directions, it's really okay to carve out a little bit of time where you sit still, where you are still, whether that means you are physically in a place that you can be still or mentally in a place where you can be still. But there has to be some outlet where you can step into the calm, even if it's intermittently throughout the day. Or when I go back to sleep or try to go back to sleep, I allow myself, if I can't sleep, to not try to force myself, because then it's like tripling being exhausted. I remember my freshman year of college, I took a marriage and family class because I went to school in the South. But the teacher was a minister and a psychologist, so he was actually pretty fascinating. And one of the things that he talked about was, if you can't sleep, don't try to make yourself go back to sleep, because that just adds more pressure. So if you can't sleep but you're laying in bed, you're allowed to turn on the TV or distract yourself, and that's actually usually an easier way to fall back to sleep, instead of laying in bed thinking, I have to sleep, I have to sleep. If I fall asleep now, I'll get 5 hours of sleep. Oh, if I fall asleep now, it'll be 4 hours and 45 minutes. Those kinds of things. But I remember that since I was 18 years old, hearing that in the class, that when you can't sleep, don't try to make yourself sleep. And so I still to this day honor that. So when they have, when one of the dogs has woken me up and needs to go out, I come back in and I kind of allow myself not to try to immediately go back to sleep, because I know I'm out of rhythm now. Especially when you're in deep sleep and you're woken up kind of sharp, it's hard to get your body back into a rhythm. Listen to our rhythm. The rhythm of our breath, the rhythm of our thoughts, the rhythm of our sleep, the rhythm of our body. Get into the rhythm where you can step back in. That is my energy corner. I hope it was helpful or not too annoying to tell you all the things I'm thinking. Anyway, thank you for being here. Please come back next week. You've been listening to All About Healing. Make it a great week.